Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. And now, play ball. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoski. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoski who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Shealy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Collins. Falk reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan takes first base on ball four. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pratt for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rule for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoski takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoski. Leverett reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leverett moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still strikes out. 1 out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McClellan hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Pittenger reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Leverett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Leverett moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leverett moves to third. Hooper moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Collins is walked intentionally. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leverett tags and scores. Hooper tags and moves to third. Collins tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoski. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. Collins scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Miller pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr now pitching. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Rule and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 7, and Boston Red Sox 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.